Hi, this is Jill Murphy from Pharmacy Times, and you're listening to Pharmacy Focus. The Pharmacy Times Pharmacy Focus podcast provides the latest industry news and information, thought leader insights, clinical updates, patient counseling tools, and innovative solutions for the everyday practice and business of pharmacy. Before we begin with this week's episode, do you know how morphine originally got its name? We will reveal the answer at the end of the episode. In this week's episode, we will be discussing performance measures in pharmacies and leadership techniques for every pharmacist with Jesse McCullough, who has a background in retail and performance measurement. Starting out in the retail space and continuing his career in clinical services, McCullough saw a need to measure pharmacists throughout his different roles. McCullough feels that knowing what a pharmacist does before realizing if the patient is getting the benefit that is intended with the medication is a start to instill performance measures in pharmacies.
I tell you what, it really, to me, starts with coming up with a good definition of what a pharmacist is, right? And to me, it is the pharmacist's role is to monitor medication safety and efficacy throughout the drug delivery system. And especially in the retail space, we do such a good job on the safety. We're always checking for drug interactions. We are checking for drug allergies, drug interactions, all those things are going on. And really the next step is, are we getting the benefit that we want to get from the patient taking this particular drug? And when you look at the different performance measures that are out there, by and large, they are looking at, is this medication safe for the population it's being used? And is this medication effective? Is it getting the result that we intend to get with it? So I think that this is really just a tremendous fit for pharmacists to help us demonstrate very objectively the way that we are able to impact healthcare on a large scale. Now, that being said, I would say that there are three main domains that we need to look at when it comes to performance measures. And we need to have a good handle on all three of them. The first domain is clinical. We need to make sure that it's the right medicine for the right person, right? The second is technical. And that's really where it comes down to understanding that performance measure, how it's calculated, who's included, who's excluded, all those different nuances on how it's on how that particular measure is counted. And then the third part is tactical, all right? So if we have the patient on the right medicine, we understand that this patient's included in the measure, how do we make sure that we are going to get them to be using this medication appropriately? So those three prongs are really the areas that I promote whenever I have conversations with people. And oftentimes the conversation will go into the area of need from there.
According to McCullough, no matter where you are in your career, everyone should be a student of this area.
No matter what your practice setting, there are more and more measures that are coming into the marketplace that are being used in different ways. And when you have a good understanding of those, that's really going to help you come up with strategies to help take the best care of your patients, as well as do well with those performance measures. When you have that understanding, especially from that technical perspective, those strategies that you come up with are going to be able to be very robust, and then that really will transition you into that tactical area that we were discussing just a moment ago.
We are taking a short break to celebrate pharmacy hero Angela Garcia for her work as an American Pharmacists Association Academy of Student Pharmacists chapter advisor. According to Catherine Albert, a PharmD student, she has gone above and beyond to ensure that her students have maintained a healthy mindset during this quarantine. To keep students energized, Garcia has started an art challenge within the APHA ASP chapter, encouraging members to express happiness through any sort of art project. If you would like to nominate a pharmacist or pharmacy staff member as a pharmacy hero, email the address in our description with your nominee. Now back to the show. Leadership has been a passion for McCullough in his career path, as he feels pharmacists have leadership roles in any setting. One thing he can share about what he has learned over the years is that we are all leaders, and we all need to become better leaders.
A number of years ago, Jill, I would have told you this. I absolutely believe that leaders were just born. There were certain people that were born, that these are the people that were just destined to be the leaders. What I've come to realize is that we are all leaders. Jill, you are a leader by hosting the Pharmacy Times podcast. It's a wonderful thing. You are absolutely a leader. And so what we need to recognize is that if we are all leaders, then we all need to become better leaders. And when we can become better leaders, then the people around us are going to benefit from that. So what I have come to realize is that pharmacists, we have an absolute leadership role. We are to lead our patients to better health, to better care, right? That's one of the things that we are challenged to do. And I will tell you, whenever I first came across this, I came to realize that these leadership techniques absolutely can be learned. It's not something that you have or you don't. It's something that can be learned. And as I started studying more and more of this, I said, wow, there's so much opportunity for us as a profession to better impact the patients that we serve. Now, how do I help anybody out there? I will tell you this, find a place to start. Find a place with whatever that is. If you say, you know what, we don't really know how to get our patients to do whatever. I struggle with my staff in fill in the blank. Whatever that is, pick a place and start there.
Being aware of how things change in the industry and being side by side with a patient to help them on their healthcare journey are just two pieces of advice that Mikola gives to pharmacists who are looking for better ways to counsel their patients.
I will tell you that one of the things, especially when we look at performance measures, especially around performance measures around adherence, perhaps more specifically, there is such a need to be able to counsel the patients to be impactful and get the patients, you know, on the right meds and taking the right meds on a regular basis. And what I have learned is that, you know, this is very much a behavioral thing. When I was in pharmacy school, it was very much an educational thing. That I would tell you, I was trained that if I could just give my patient enough information, they would just magically do everything correctly. That's not the case, unfortunately. If anything, there's too much information out there. And so from my perspective, I think one of the most effective things that exists out there today is being able to come in contact with a patient. And as opposed to being face-to-face, you become more side-by-side to be able to walk with that patient to help them on their healthcare journey, because you're going to be pointing them, you're going to be leading them to that area of better healthcare, right? So you need to be able to build a relationship, a connection with those, with your patients to be able to have open conversations, for example, to be able to identify and resolve those issues that come up that are standing between them and the best care that they can get.
Did you figure out our fun fact of the week? Morphine got its name from Morpheus, the Greek god of dreams. According to Greek mythology, Morpheus was the son of Hypnos. His job was to send human shapes to people's dreams while they slept, and his brothers, Phobatir and Phanesos, sent the forms of animals and inanimate objects. Thanks for listening to Pharmacy Focus. Stay tuned for next episode, where we will be joined by another key opinion leader in the pharmacy space.